there's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the Community Contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
CKUT Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada. CKUT.
Montreal. You are tuned to the Wednesday Morning After on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We have a tight show for you today with two pre-recorded interviews from music and one from arts and culture. The first interview is with Quinn of Noam Chomsky. They talk about their name and their music. The second interview is with Andrew Hamilton. His music is up for the listener's interpretation. The third interview is with Jeremiah Hayes, filmmaker of the world-premiering Dear Audrey. Democracy Now! Is at 8. 8:15 brings weather, and after some music, we'll visit the podcast called In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, where this week's question is, what makes food spicy? After some more music, we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.
It's alright.
Africa. Society with Africa. Society.
L'honneur tout le monde qui j'en ouye, c'est mon Dieu qui baille la vie. La force, la coule, la cala chargée, c'est pas jodi n'a prend moule. Chaque monde qui joue pali, c'est vous mec qui fait nous chanter. Jou pas jou bien, c'est nous clairer, n'a pas bas débat pour nous si n'a qu'arrivé.
She is I and I am her. Who that be? Carpenter's daughter. She is I and I am her. She is I and I am her. She is I and I am her.
Who that be?
Carpenter's daughter.
She is I and I am her. She is I and I am her. She is I and I am her.
Who that be?
Carpenter's daughter.
She is I and I am her. She is I and I am her. She is I and I am her.
Who that be?
Carpenter's daughter.
Heard she got a crib in the south.
What?
Heard she pour pockets on drought. Man, I heard she got a man in the house.
What?
Heard she a home record screwing people's spouse. Heard she can spit though. Yo. With the crown and the queen of the underground. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard she can spit too.
Yeah.
Nigga, that's no doubt. That's no doubt.
Yo.
But I heard she got issues in her life. Man, I mean, who don't got strife? Feeling like Missy, right? With them gossip folks talking shit and taking notes. Friend of folk that got their Pinocchios in my world. Better go clean their home and fold their clothes. Talking shit they don't know. Heard this and that from so and so. But yo.
She is I and I am her. She is I and I am her.
Yeah.
She is I and I am her.
Who that be?
Carpenter's daughter.
Who?
She is I and I am her.
What?
She is I and I am her.
Who?
She is I and I am her.
Who that be?
Carpenter's daughter.
I ain't gotta stress no.
Nah.
Too cool and way too blessed, so just put on my headphones.
Yeah.
Block them out, they get an X, bro, and I just let go. Cause when you know who you are, you just know. So nothing them sick can get you overthrown. Hold your own, flip them like an old mobile phone. And make sure just to stay in your zone. Or get cut off for reception, dial tone. From bone to bone, sea to sea, I'm always me. And will always be, blessings ordained. Such a decree, hide on the thermostat. Too many degrees, freaking flyer looking overseas. While you over there talking about spilling the tea, yeah. She is I and I am her. She is I and I am her. She is I and I am her.
Who that be?
Carpenter's daughter.
She is I and I am her. She is I and I am her. She is I and I am her.
Who that be?
Carpenter's daughter.
Following up their Something to Hold On to EP released earlier this year, Windsor, Ontario's reggae funk rock tribe Noam Chomsky is dropping the fiery Peter Pepper single. With us today, we have Quinn Pickersgill. Hi, Quinn, and welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be involved in the band Noam Chomsky.
Quinn Pickersgill, and I have been involved in the band for a couple years now. Since 2019. Yeah, it was just, we all formed the band together. I knew the two members separately, and we brought them together and started jamming, and I think liked what we were creating. Yeah, ever since then, we've stuck together and continued to put out new music. I don't know what else. I'm not sure what else to say about it.
Do you have a little anecdote, something funny that happened on your way to forming the band that you could tell us about?
Well, the drummer was actually living in Florida at the time. So the first couple of songs we started recording was just me and the bass player before the drummer even arrived. I suppose the only anecdote would be how we came about the name.
Well, how did you find the name Noam Chomsky?
Well, actually, my drummer had a vape juice bottle that said Kenzie. So we Googled what that meant, and it was a type of chimp. And then on it, when we were Googling the chimp, I guess Kenzie was the type of chimp that they used for the Noam Chomsky project. And I knew Noam Chomsky was named after Noam Chomsky. So we thought it would be funny to do a wordplay on that. So I guess we came through, yeah, it came from a vape juice bottle and a little bit of Wikipedia until we stumbled upon Noam Chomsky.
Who else is involved in Noam Chomsky, and what do you all play or do?
The other members are Jonah Litt. He is the drummer and also singer. Our bass player is Derek D-Rock Boissonneau. He also does backup vocals and does do lead vocals on a song. Also plays guitar, but he is our bass player.
Who produced this album and single, and what made the experience unique?
Well, what made it unique was it was our first song with a ukulele. We recorded it in our basement. We have a home studio set up where we actually run a recording studio called Rockwell Recordings. What would make it unique is the ukulele, and maybe just the sound strays away from our kind of rock reggae sound. It's still kind of very beachy, and I guess technically it's our only song in a different time signature so far. But it was recorded here in our home studio, and then was produced at Highland Recording Studio in Windsor, Ontario. And then it was mastered in Toronto at Dreamland Recordings.
You're releasing Peter Pepper. What is the story behind this song?
Well, the drummer actually sings and wrote the lyrics to this one. As far as I know from his own description, from his words of the song, it's a song about finding something meaningful that can keep you from, you know, out of trouble or kind of going into K or going down the wrong path. So yeah, I guess it's just about finding something meaningful to hold on to. And he just did a wordplay on the nursery rhyme of Peter Piper picking peppers. So yeah, that's his description of the song.
May we hear some of your music?
Of course.
This is Peter Pepper on the Wednesday Morning After.
Was looking for something, and I saw a Peter Piper picking peppers, and I thought, what's a little chocolate before I go to bed? I was thinking while I was a pacing, thought about the way I started chasing him, and thought, maybe once in a while I need a gun up to my head. I was moving, making dance moves just like in the movies, and I thought, of this is a movie, where is my pretty princess? Like my pillows, you are full of love. Furthermore, you ain't a part of me. Once I'm gone, you know it's all apologies. All apologies.
Your album earlier this year was Something to Hold On To. What is the story behind this album?
Well, it was our first project that we ever put together after our first three singles that we created. So the singles was an experience, and then we knew we wanted to put out an actual project that you could listen to start to finish. The songs came about over the course of about the first year that we were together. Again, we recorded most of it in our home studio. At the time, I was living in my friend's basement, recorded it in his basement, and then did the other half of the record at Highland Studios. Yeah, it was a special experience. It felt good to put out a full project and something that we could listen to that was more than just 3 to 5 minutes. Yeah, we're looking forward to the next one.
May we hear some more of your music?
Of course.
This is Out of My Mind on CKUT.
In a dream, fire flow by, flowing downstream. Million lights in the flash of a screen. Help me escape, mental illusion. Inside my brain, my problems have arisen. Make the decision, break out of this prison. Out of my mind, you will find. Out of my mind, peace of mind. Out of my mind. Spinning circles till I'm dizzy. Little insane, let the journey start easy. Seeds are planted, so my thoughts are grown. There's so much to do, there's so much to do.
If our listeners want more information or to buy your music, where should they go?
You can go find us on any streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple, Deezer, whatever you have, Amazon Music. You can go check us out on Instagram or Facebook. That's where we have all the links to our music, and that's where we will update on any live shows that we might have.
Thank you for your interview today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Quinn Pickersgill speaking about his band Noam Chomsky and their music. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando.
If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test COVID-19. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Singer-songwriter Andrew Hamilton didn't really start taking music seriously until 2018. He was still finding his voice, what he calls a never-ending process, and the courage to sing in public. He began writing songs and wanted to show them to the world, so he started playing open mics around Montreal. With us today, we have Andrew Hamilton. Hi, Andrew, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Sheila. Thank you for having me.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be a musician.
So my name is Andrew Hamilton. I'm a singer-songwriter from Montreal. I guess I started getting into music at quite a young age. I started playing piano at 5, and then I picked up the guitar around 11. So I've been playing guitar for about 15 years, and I guess guitar is really my primary instrument at this point. And yeah, I guess I just, within the last maybe 3 years, started taking music a little bit more seriously and writing songs and working with friends and collaborating. And, you know, this is where I am at this point. You know, I'm just keep on trudging forward.
Your latest EP is What Happened to This Town. What is the process you went through producing this album?
So this project is a collection of songs. Some of them are a little bit older, and then some of them kind of came to light while the process had already started. For this project, I worked with a production team at a studio called Resort 46 near McGill. It's sort of like a DIY apartment studio that two of my friends operate, and they work with various artists around the city, all kinds of different genres. So the process for this project was pretty interesting because the majority of it was done when Montreal was in a pretty major lockdown. So I was actually like going to the studio and having to leave at like 7 p.m. to get home before the curfew. So I guess that like notion sort of inspired a bit of the title, because it was kind of weird going home and seeing Montreal like such a busy happening city, pretty much a ghost town by 7:30 p.m. every night. So in terms of the actual recording process, I would just go in, and I usually had like one or two song ideas that were pretty fledged out. We would just kind of jam the songs and then find something that worked, and we would just build on that.
Who are your bandmates on this album, and what does everyone play or do?
So it's not so much a band as much as it's just kind of like my project. And then the two producers that I work with play a lot on the record. So it's Emmanuel Tremblay or Burton White. He's one of the main producers. He plays almost all the drum tracks, and then also helped like mapping vocal harmonies and stuff like that. The second guy who helped out was Nadal Iradi. He's an amazing guitar player, really good bass player, also really high musical IQ in terms of like harmonizing. So really they play on a lot of it, but in terms of like a band, it's not so much a band. There's a couple other people on the project. Buddy Patrick Kilcullen played piano on one of the songs, and there's some trumpet on another song, but I would say like 95% of the whole thing is the three of us.
What was the funniest thing that happened to you on your way to producing this debut project?
as much as we took like the music part of it pretty seriously, and we definitely wanted to like make a final product that we were all happy with, we had like a lot of fun making this stuff. We definitely laughed a lot. The way we work is that when I go there, we're not kind of like on the clock. I'm not working on like an hourly rate. So we kind of show up there and we kind of just mess around for a little bit. We'll play songs that we have no intention of recording just to kind of like warm up. But on all the songs, there's kind of like little like Easter eggs. So the most recent single that I put out, Honeybee, at one point there's like one of the lyrics is like waves, they crash. And we wanted to have a kind of like the sound of the waves in the background kind of nestled in there, but we didn't want to use samples. We wanted to kind of like record everything ourselves. So the sound of the water in that song kind of crashing is actually a toilet flushing, and it's buried in there. But, and then at the end, you can kind of hear Manny, he's referring to the flush at the end of the song. We kept his little tidbit in there. So that was kind of funny.
May we hear some of your music?
Of course.
This is This Town on the Wednesday Morning After.
I grew up on a Heinzman, like just like this. The story from my parents is that they got it, or my grandmother got it when a nunnery was closing down. That's it. And the nuns didn't know how to do woodwork, so they had like varnished it with like glue.
Daddy's on the tightrope, ain't looking down. And mama got a new coat from the lost and found. Nobody seems to know what's going down in this town. Whoa. Danny's in the courthouse, ain't looking too fine. Nobody seems to care who spilled the wine. Evidently not the kind of crime you would find in this town. Whoa, crime you would find in this town. Got a suitcase, girl's on its way. She gonna start a new life somewhere far away. Nobody tells her that she really should stay in this town. Whoa, she really should stay in this town. Talking about, some say they whisper, but we know that they shout in this town. Whoa, we know that they shout in this town. Whoa.
It's all on tape, baby.
Honeybee is your latest single. What is the story behind this song?
This song sort of started off as just like a chord progression that I thought was interesting. And then I was, I don't know, messing around with it for a little bit. And then I guess the words just kind of fit and I liked the way they sounded. And I suppose like when it comes to like dissecting the actual meaning of the songs, it's kind of up to the listener to interpret it in the way that they want to. But I would say for me, it's kind of like that, trying to capture that like feeling of kind of being unsure of where you're at and where you're going. And although that seems kind of generic as a response, it's a pretty like universal feeling that I think we all kind of feel at some point. So yeah, it's as much as it's kind of like a maybe more somber topic, this song itself I find is like pretty uplifting. So I find that the like that juxtaposition kind of intrigued me.
May we listen to some more of your music?
Of course.
This is Honey Bee on CKUT. If our listeners want more information or to buy your music, where should they go?
I would say on social media, the platform that I'm most active on would be Instagram. You can find me there at Andy Hams Jams with Zs. So AndyHamzJamz. On Facebook, Andrew Hamilton Music. I also have a Bandcamp. You can find me on Spotify. And then you could buy the songs on iTunes. That's pretty much the main places that I am online.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to Andrew Hamilton speaking about his music. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando.
This fall, one of North America's foremost documentary film festivals will take place. Montreal International Documentary Festival.
RIDM.
A 24th edition that's more socially engaged and unifying than ever.
The program includes this year's 100 best documentaries.
Screening from November 10th to the 21st in Montreal theaters.
Also available online from November 14th to the 25th all across Canada.
Come to the Cinémathèque Québécoise, where all stories meet.
Discover the complete program at RIDM.ca.
The 24th edition of the Montreal International Documentary Festival, RIDM, is featuring two NFB co-productions, one making its world premiere and the other its Quebec premiere. These moving and profoundly human feature-length docs chronicle their protagonists' trials and hopes. RIDM will take place in theaters from November 10th to 21st, 2021, and online November 14th to 25th, 2021. With us today, we have filmmaker Jeremiah Hayes. Hi, Jeremiah, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be involved in filmmaking.
Well, I started back in film school about 30 years ago at Concordia University, and I've been working in documentary as an editor, director ever since.
When will the world premiere of Dear Audrey take place?
It's happening next Friday, November 19th at 6 p.m. at the Cinéma du Musée downtown.
Who was involved in the production and what did everyone do?
It's a co-production between Cineflix Media, the National Film Board, and I'm the director, producer, editor, writer, cameraman. I guess a big thanks goes out to the composer, Walker Grimshaw, who did an amazing job on the music. And we have beautiful animation directed by Josh Charette. And yeah, those are, I guess, just, there are a lot of other people who I should thank, but they are the biggest collaborators I can say offhand.
What is the story that you were telling in Dear Audrey?
Dear Audrey is about the acclaimed filmmaker Martin Duckworth as he takes care of his wife Audrey Shermer through the final stages of Alzheimer's. And it also touches upon their epic life story as activist filmmakers.
May we hear some footage from the movie Dear Audrey?
Yes, let's see it. Let's have a listen.
So that was a kind of a paradise, which came to a brutal end when we were driving on a dirt road one night. We were going a bit too fast. I didn't have a seatbelt on. I'm not even sure there was a seatbelt in the Volkswagens at that time. We hit a rock. So I went flying through the front window. Landed on my head, fractured both sides of my brain. Ended up unconscious for 10 days in a local hospital. I only had a 50% chance of surviving. I'll never forget the moment I got my conscience back. It was one of the most memorable things that ever happened to me. I woke up to a vision of the universe filled with a huge tree. It was a green tree just filling the whole universe. It was so large, coming up from the ground, it spreads out to include the whole universe, including all the people that exist, all the stars in the heavens, all the ideas that man ever had. And it was an inspiration. It's been with me ever since as an inspiration. How come I'm alive? I took the trees who mean a sign of welcome back to life. It was the Vietnam War that brought us together. 1971. That's how we met. her political positions immediately impressed me. I was there with my camera, and Audra was there with her camera.
We were very close from the very beginning. It's 44 years now, and we're getting closer as time goes by. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to find other things to do besides making films. My life is mainly focused on Audrey, trying to make her life as meaningful as possible. She's past the middle stage of Alzheimer's.
Can she say the words, I love you?
Yeah, she could, if she can find the words. It doesn't seem to bother her. She retains her good spirits. She likes my hairdo. My love for Audrey intensified during her illness.
Mommy, she's disappeared.
I've been married 3 times in my life. I still consider Audrey my big romance. I'm so lucky to have had such a faithful partner. I become more aware of how much she's done for me and for our family and for the world. I think that as long as you do your best, life will give you an A.
What awards has Dear Audrey drawn?
Well, since we've just recently finished up the film, hasn't gotten a chance to win any awards. The premiere, world premiere, is, as I said, this Friday. And so we're going to go to festivals worldwide, and hopefully we garner some awards that way.
Where will you be able to see Dear Audrey over the next year?
It's going to be played theatrically in Vancouver, Toronto, Montreal, and hopefully others across Canada, and hopefully festivals, smaller festivals throughout Canada and the world.
If our listeners want more information, where should they go?
The best place is you could go to dearaudrey.ca. It has everything you need to know about the film, has lots of video clips. There's a link to how to buy tickets. So,
well, thank you for your interview today.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
You've been listening to Jeremiah Hayes, filmmaker of Dear Audrey. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando.
Early in the morning, before the sun rose, when the first bird sang, even while everyone was still asleep.
Morning. On that morning.
When the sun comes out.
This morning, baby.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. I hear the rooster crowing.
Now you must wake up.
Now every morning when I wake up.
I woke up this morning with
the kiss of the morning.
Got up 7:30 every morning. The same breakfast.
Réveillez-moi à 8 heures demain matin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Riding a bike made of bacon and eggs.
In the morning.
In the morning.
In the morning.
Why should the sun replace the moonlight?
Has this ever happened to any of you? Or will it happen to any of you on the morning after the night before?
You are listening to The Morning After on CKUT 90.3 on the FM dial.
Caitlin, Caitlin, oh, where have you been? Where have you been all my life? You can't know, Caitlin, the trouble I've seen to finally feel so alive. I walked through the hills, through valleys and dells. I swam across rivers and lakes. I've burned several bridges and I've spat in the wells. Oh Lord, I have made some mistakes. Foreign land felt like a home. Just one glance at you, and that's when I knew I'll never again be alone. Caitlin, Caitlin, oh, where have you been? Where? Thank you.
is Democracy Now.
I'm now in a camp for Afghan refugees outside of Kerman in the center of Iran. There are now more and more people coming from Afghanistan. 3,000 to 5,000 people come every single day. 300,000 since the Taliban takeover at the end of August. So it is urgent to give more support to Iran.
Afghanistan is facing the world's worst humanitarian crisis as millions face starvation with the winter months quickly approaching. We'll speak